Our lives are a chain of moments. They must not be lost. When you smell the morning, when you hear the drum, when you see the shadows lengthen on the grass. The shadows. No. The wind blows like it always blows on all of us.
A penny a time to see the raving, a penny to see them cured.
Case number 28, a maniacal female.
There's all sorts here, cholerics, hysterics, melancholics.
To be seen and enjoyed and lessons learned and a good day's outing.
Brutes, some of them, brutes, and some is stones.
Jeez, mother, are you lovely? Not a brute and not a stone.
Now I went out to walk one day.
Just her brain's gone topsy-turvy.
The wind was rather strong that way. In fact, it blew the lot away.
What was it has made a lunatic, eh? Drink, was it? Or grief? Poverty? A sudden change in fortune.
I'll put my penny on disappointment in love.
Whatever it is, the doctor's tried to root it out. He was in high hopes of restoring her. But if he can't...
If he can't...
This is your last chance.
Last chance, dearie.
Or it could be the other place.
That dreadful place.
For life.
Oh, you'll be all right. You could be cheerful for a long space of time. I've seen you. It's simple. Be respectful... Answering loud and clear. Now, what's your name?
Hannah. Hannah Snell.
How's that for an answer? How old are you, Hannah?
35.
See? Lucid as any. Hannah Snell, born in the year of our Lord...
1723. Yeah. In the city of Worcester. Moved to London 1735. Married Davy Snell, sailor. Oh, Davy.
Hold fast your wits, dearie. Married David Snell, sailor.
It was then that the seeings began.
The dreams?
Not dreams, no. Small things at first. A crushed arm, a bolting horse, a fire. All warnings. All came true. One night I saw my Davy in bright sunlight standing by the sea. And as he turned and stared at me, his shadow left him and turned white and sank beneath the sea. You mustn't go back, never, or you'll drown, I said. Bloody dreams, he said. I don't dream, I said, I see. Damnation, rot it, how you squawk, he said. Sooner go to bed with a raven. Swear, I said. We had a fearful fight, but in the end he swore. You're the best girl by a long sea mile, he said. He cried in my arms that night. When I woke, he was gone. Ran off with all our savings back to the sea. He was a gambler. He'd have ate a live cat for a wager. I felt his tears on the back of my hand. I saw his shadow turn under the water, and I knew I had to follow him. I couldn't let him drown. I took his other trousers and his shirt. I bound my breasts and pulled his cap down low and marched and sang along the road. I felt a proper boy. When I saw the great masts gleam, the rigging like black cobwebs in the sky, the fear crawled over me. Lord, save me now, I thought. And then I thought, I mustn't cry, no matter what. I must be gruff and hard.
The Claude, you say? I think you'll find you've missed him.
Sailed on the morning tide, next port of call, Lisbon.
Oh, no. Well, where's the next merchantman?
No luck, lad. There's none. No sailings for a month.
But I must find him. I must.
I can see it means a deal to you.
Everything in the world.
Mr. Drubber, what can we do to help this gentleman?
We, Lisbon-bound, Sergeant Gobble.
We are indeed. He could catch his ship made up with us.
Oh, no, I can't enlist. A merchantman, yes.
You're a true Britisher, aren't you?
Yes, but...
Not womanish, are you?
No,
if you
but...
want to find your Mr. Snell...
I do.
It's us or nothing, name?
Gray. James Gray.
Are his teeth his own?
They are, Sergeant.
Has he proper use of his eyes and ears?
How many hands do I hold up?
Two.
Oh! Can you hear that, lad?
I can.
He's the proper use of his eyes and ears.
In every respect, fit for His Majesty's service. Sign, sir. Sign for the rainbow. James Gray, from henceforth, in God's and the King's eyes, you are a Christian and a Marine.
James Gray. A sailor and a soldier, too. Shirt. What do I know of soldiers? Their coats are red, they march over hills, guns are loud, a ball can kill. Oh, Davy, I don't know one end of a musket from another. Yes, I do. Look how I went at the coconut shy. Good. That's a good thought. Hold it. Waistcoat. One leg in skirts. One in breeches. Lord Davy, I've done it. All the saints up in the sky cannot undo it.
Third instruction. 2 days of marching. Drill. One. Fix your bayonet. Two. Shoulder. Three. Prime and load.
Four. Make ready. Five. Paddock. Six. You do not drop your musket. Your musket is your girl. You oil her, polish her, wrap her in flannel. You can find her in the dark. You sleep with her. You do not drop her. What's your name?
Billy Cuttle, Sergeant, sir. It's heavy, sir.
Took it for a pop gun, Cuttle. I can see I'll have to drive the clown out of you, Cuttle.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sergeant, sir.
Pick up that musket, you parboiled piss pot, before I count to one.
Sergeant.
What? Too slow. Put it down. One. Too slow. Pick it up. One. Too slow. Put it down. One. Too slow. Pick it up. One. Too slow. Put it down. One. Too slow. Pick it up. One. Time for a reason to lie down while the rest of us work like trojans. Stand in line, Gray.
But, Sergeant...
Cuttle's nuffs made, aren't you?
No, Sergeant, but I thought...
You don't think. It's your duty not to think. I'm the one paid to use my head. You're lamentable, Gray. I feel queasy when I look at you. You're like some goddamn sea lily. What are you?
A sea lily.
A goddamn sea lily, Sergeant.
A goddamn sea lily, Sergeant.
Who's going to nuffs made you, eh? Who's going to hold your hand?
Sergeant Godbolt says there's three things a man can never say at sea. I can't, I won't, I'm afraid. You can think it, but you can't say it. But I'm no man. I don't know what I am. I know my facings and my wheelings. I can run a rope up like a road and down again like lightning. I've drunk rum. I don't know who I am. No one to talk to but the sea, the awful sea. It's all about me, heaving, boiling, endless.
Well, you snotty boy.
Well, Sergeant?
Got them yet?
Got what, Sergeant?
Your sea legs, you godless ninny.
Hope so, Sergeant.
You can be sick as a horse below, but you puke in my deck, I'll kick you over the side.
Yes, Sergeant.
Stand straight. Breathe deep. Feel the sea in your bones. Face the sea. Stare it out. Steady?
Steady, Sergeant.
You're an odd one, Gray. You're present and correct.
Sergeant?
Got a pair of bollocks?
Yes, Sergeant. Yes, indeed.
I hope you have. Understand this, Gray. I'll say it once and only once. In my world and on my ship and in this war we're off to fight, if you haven't got bollocks, you'll be nothing but a stench in the wind before you grow a beard.
Hey, come here.
What?
It's Jem Gray. He's shaving. He's shaving off his whisker.
Oh.
Save it for us, Jem.
Put it under glass.
Be fair, Dick, be fair. He's got two. The other's on his chest.
Get off, rubber.
Show us your martial chest.
The first man that touches me.
Girlish, ain't he?
Leave him alone.
lucky for him he's not a woman, though.
Why? Just suit me. A fine little gentleman.
Don't you know nothing? A woman aboard, unless she's as black as a crow, is the worst luck in the world.
What would you do, Flegg, if I was a girl?
Toss you over that rail, lad. Leave it in the shaft.
Try it. I'd roll you round the deck like a bottle. One hand tied behind me back.
Oh, I could hear me.
It'd be lucky if you came up loving.
Save your energy, Jim. Keep it for the frogs.
It won't be long now, will it?
Yeah, not long, no.
Trumpets, clouds and smoke and fire, flags in the wind.
Oh, aye. Blood running in the gunnels, men sunk to the bottom, men on fire.
And glory.
Oh, aye, glory. Who wants a bit of cheese?
There's hairs on it.
Pick them off, then. Hairs. There's times I've been about to eat me boot soles. Hairs.
Save it, Flaggy. Make yourself some buttons out of it.
I'll have it.
Where do you get that bread, Drubber?
That's my business.
How is it we get dead beer and beef like us and you get bread? And pork. And lemons.
Think of nothing but your belly, muck fly.
Strikes me as odd, that's all.
Oh, it does it? Aye. Anyone else struck that way? Look down by my boots, lads. I see crumbs. Whose crumbs are those?
Yours, Drubber. From your bread.
Anyone else think they're mine? Spoil the whiteness of the deck. Sergeant Godbolt's very particular about the whiteness of his deck. Ain't he, lads? Yes, Drubber. Bucket, sand, cuddle, clean your mess.
They're not my crumbs.
On your knees, you hog-nosed booby. Scrap! Stay on your knees. Scrap! Advance! On your knees!
Go still, Drubber! I can't hardly see!
Advance! Cuddle, you are dripping blood upon the deck. You have defiled His Majesty's forecastle. As for the captain, that's a hanging matter. First, we shall swill the stench off you. Fill your buckies, lad.
No.
Out of the way.
No. No one's to touch him.
Who says?
I say. What makes you so cruel?
Salt fish, foul meat, months till a sight of land.
It's the same for all of us. Leave him alone.
Keep back. A hungry man's an angry man. Don't know what I might do with this or might crack your head with it. Might...
Stop! Stop there. Don't move. Lord, your heart. Your heart, Drubber. It's come out of your mouth. See? There in the air. Look, there. Dark. Big as a fist.
Christ.
It's friction off the deck. Into the sea. He's gone.
God's holy bones.
I've seen him ever turn like this before. They might all shimp up in the mission shrouds.
You're for it, Drubber.
Me? Not me. Think you'll catch me with a trick like that? Wait till I tell Godbolt. He'll have you split at both of you.
I see a great black bird. He's come from your soul, Drubber. He's hovering. He's above you now.
What are you? The devil?
Don't mix with what you don't know. Hook it. Get your carcasses out of my sight. All of you, hook it.
You can go angry.
Oh, you're a man in a thousand, sir.
I am indeed. But you shouldn't call me sir. I'm not an officer.
You're a gentleman, sir, to me. Anything you ever want, sir. Anything. Billy Cuttle's your man.
Thanks, Billy. I'll remember.
You was a wonder, sir. You saw that art all right, but not the bird. Am I right, sir?
You are.
Look and me don't run much together. But if you'll have me, sir, I'm yours. Bone to bone, shadow to shadow.
Bone to bone. Shadow to shadow.
Bones, hills of smoke.
smoking bones, shadows etched into the rocks.
Do you want the doctor to hear you, do you? She's so easily excited.
Come on, dearie. You've been doing so good up to now.
Who will remember if they call? Who will remember? Listen, please.
She's no good to the doctor like this, Scully, nor herself.
No.
She needs reviving. He'll be here in half an hour.
Half an hour, eh? Well, what do you think then, Mrs. Scully? The clay cap, a poultice to the stomach, cold air to the head with bellows?
No, water's quickest. Ah. It'll put her in mind of the scene. Yeah,
good, Mrs. Scully, good. That's the ticket.
Come on, man. He's going.
The sights came faster. I saw more than Drabber, many more that wouldn't make it home again. But I'd learnt to hold my tongue. The night before the battle, I heard a throb that seemed to shake the sky, like a heartbeat, like the drums, like a great clock.
Ditch, if I fall, you can have my knife.
I'd sooner have your compass.
I promised that my sister.
What use is she for it?
It's promised her.
Don't like an extra grog. Green! Stay on watch.
I'll get your stuff. It's a good compass, that is. Wasted on a woman.
Well, Green.
Sergeant?
Got the dread in you?
No, Sergeant.
Drum them out of the seas, will you?
Yes, Sergeant.
Yes, Sergeant. They beat us ragged in the last campaign.
It's different now. We've got the 24-pounders now.
Some things are never different, Green. No matter how many campaigns go by. You ask the bastards that's got the long green grass growing over them. You ask them. The bastards that's got fishes swimming in and over their eye holes. They say you see things.
Sometimes, Sergeant.
What can you see on the horizon?
The enemy fleet.
And beyond?
The flash of the sea.
And beyond?
Star. Faint star.
And furthest. On the rim.
Night.
Nothing more?
Nothing.
It's a dark sea.
Aye.
Every man on this ship, I'm the mother to him. I'm the devil to him. I make him steal. I make him seaworthy. But what mother has for him isn't meat and tater pie, it's cannonballs. Can he make him shockproof, Grey? Some nights when the sea's black, I think I hear sighs come across the waves. All my dead lads, lines of them, all their arms and heads and legs rolling and pitching in our wake. You don't see that?
No, Sergeant.
Nor hear it?
No, Sergeant.
Well, damn you then.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Sorry, Sergeant, sorry. You're a booby. You're a girl.
I'm as much a man as any.
With your soft eyes and your soft cheeks.
Damn all women as bitches. Tell them ashore, say I.
If you were. What if you were a girl, I'd dance your legs out of the britches. I'd plow you into the ground. I'd... What is it about you, Grey? How do you draw things out of me? Things that I would never get. Not a word of this. None of it, you understand?
I understand, Sergeant.
Bury me in my best coat, Ditch. You haven't got one.
May my prayer get up to thee before my soul. If I die, it's your fault, Grey, you boil on God's backside.
Do it, man.
I'm speaking to my God, man to man, you godless fart.
Quick word should be enough. There's some of us wants a last bit of peace.
Almighty, the most powerful Lord. Let not a sodding cannonball knock off my head.
Billy.
Austin.
I've a letter here. If anything should...
Right, sir. And, sir, I have got one.
One what?
A best coat, sir. Somewhere. To bury it.
Men! We are the fleet's eyes! We are the fleet's claws! Ship for ship, we've beaten all the navies of the world! When the wealth of the colonies is threatened, the Empire itself is threatened. We fight for two glorious causes. Liberty. Hooray! And property. Hooray!
Fall and up!
God save the king!
God save the king!
May we all meet tomorrow!
May we all meet tomorrow!
No one can tell you how it shifts and swirls. A battle. How it screams. Drubber fell. A cannonball straight through him. He cursed me, said I'd done for him. I plugged it with my wig, his wound. Stuffed it in the hole, but it was no use. So I threw him over. He was no good dead. The Navy needs warm bodies. They boarded us. I killed a lad. He stood and looked at me, face white as a cod, holding his stomach in his hands. I took it to be his stomach. I was young then. Might have been his bowels or his lights. But they were British seas, with British fish in them. They were the king's seas, and he needed them. Battles, sieges, expeditions. And more battles. On board. Ashore. Watched them move like ghosts at daybreak through the mists. At midday bolting like a pack of dogs with kettles on their tails. Never saw them in the night when they came back on foot and cut us down like cabbages as we slept.
Hear my breath, Billy. I hope they can't hear it. I'll be better in the morning. Where are we? Billy, I can't swallow. And there's no cover, nowhere to go. Billy!
Shh! I'm here, sir. I've got your hand.
You'll have to do it.
Eh?
Get your jackknife.
God almighty, sir.
You'll have to dig it out.
Not me. Not grape shot in the groin, that's for a doctor.
I mustn't have the surgeon near me, not at all. I've told you that. You're my one chance.
Not me.
Are we mates?
Never ask that.
Do it then. And mind, whatever you see, whatever you find, never a word. Swear.
Not a murmur, are you, sir?
On your life and soul.
On my life and soul.
Good. Clean the blade. And dig.
My hand's trembling. Oh, Lord.
Cut through my britches.
Oh, Lord.
Must I do it myself?
All right. All right. I'm doing what I can. But you're a woman, sir. A woman.
Shh. Remember what you've swore.
I can't touch you, sir. How can I? A woman is uncharted seas to me.
Bollocks, man. If I lie here much longer, my blood will turn to rust.
God damn it, then. I'll have a chop at you, ma'am.
Cuttle, call me ma'am again. You'll sink us both. They'd flog us and hang our bones in chains.
Yes, sir.
It's Jim. Now get to it.
Yes, sir. It's a good blade, sir. It's gone in very easy, very snug. Here, bite on this. The blood's following the knife. It's spreading. Oh, here's one. Hold still, sir, if you can. Here's another bastard. Don't give in. What a thing the body is, eh? What a strange, mysterious thing. One more. I'll have to put my finger in to trace the course of it. I'm on the edge of something here, sir. Hope it's not your stomach. Oh, got it. Look, sir. Look. We lose our lives through such a little thing.
My back broke.
Well, that's it. That's the last.
There's a lot of us lost today.
Oh, don't think of them. Never ride with the dead. They'll pull you down to hell. You plant them and the tides roll and the grass grows. That's that.
Come here, sir. Here's one more.
Oh.
One more of our lads here. Fleggy. Fleggy, come and see.
Well, he's well finished. Dead of an old campaign.
Who is he?
Whoever he is, he's lost the old works.
ripped from bow to gullet.
We should bury him decent like the others.
Aye, plenty of mine.
Poor lad. You'll never hear our anchor splash in British waters.
That's a bastard.
Oh, he stinks, though. Oh. That's a stench of garlic in his pit.
Garlic, right enough.
Well, damn his blood, he's a frog.
He should be hanged like a dog. Stone him.
He's a man, ain't he? He's a mother's son.
No, sir. Not if he's some foxy frog.
I'll do it alone, then.
You're not burying some frog ape like a Christian.
I am, Ditch.
Damned if you are.
Damned if I'm not, then. I'll do it alone, I told you.
And I told you, we're not sweating over some foreign
bugger room. Our bones. What's the difference? A shilling a day, he'll yell and shake his musket. When the call comes, he'll stand up to be shot at. Common as life we are. The wind blows like it always blows on all of us.
Plant him.
Just put him here. Yeah. It's shingle. Easy digging.
I say your son's struck.
Not here.
What? Yeah?
He's full of dead already.
It can't be. This bit of ground's not been fought over.
He's soaked with dead.
He's seeing it. Seen it, aren't you, sir?
I'll see it quick, then. He's a heavy-ass dog.
Bury the dead. Bury or burn. But first, dig out the buried living.
It's only ghosts, sir. We'll all be ghosts.
Dig out the head, then free the limbs.
Here. Plug him over here.
But first, examine the soil. For who can tell, turning the soil, what dangers lie in the earth?
What kind of words is that?
Holy Lord above. Try over here.
Here, Jim.
No. It's filled.
Here?
No. Too many shadows. They're everywhere.
Here, then.
No. The wind.
Here, sir. Sir,
no.
Here.
No. No, no.
Oh, for Christ's immortal sake, then, where?
There's nowhere. Nowhere. Nowhere! I fought against the wind. A voice inside it screamed, "Cover your eyes, don't look into the sky." I hid my face in my hands. Behind closed lids, I saw my fingers. The bones within them smoked. Birds plunged into the sea, trees flamed, and the wind took me, and I was lost. Somehow I stumbled on. Soon after that, they said the wars was done. Their king and our king signed their bits of paper, and we all sailed home. I showed them then I was as much a woman as my mother was. And they found me a marvel, and we drank the harbour dry. I was restless all the time, or else asleep. Davy was dead. His captain came to tell me. Killed a man in a brawl, drove a knife right through his throat. It was dirty luck, the captain said. They were both as bad as each other. I can't say it still. They put a rock in each hand and a big stone round his neck and tied him in a sack. Then they slung him in the water and he sank. The days ground on. I walked alone, as much use as a bucket with a hole in it. Billy helped me, as he always had. And slowly, slowly all the spectres faded. One day I woke, and I knew what I must do.
Good God, Hannah
Snell, remarkable. Heard of you, of course, who hasn't? And here you are, well, well. And wounded, eh?
12 times, Your Grace.
Well done.
3 of them serious.
Well done, well done. Pondicherry, awfully grand battle.
It's my leg, Your Grace.
My God, what wouldn't I give to have been there?
Some days it's as stiff as a sword. They said you'd pension me.
Did they?
They did.
Well, here's the predicament.
A shilling a day, they said.
Did they indeed? Alas, it can't be done.
Why not?
You're a woman.
What's that to do with it?
Enlisting under false pretenses. Lucky or not in jail.
I fought as well as any man. 3 sieges, 2 important expeditions, 6 picked battles.
Grand, how grand.
7 years I gave.
And what a privilege.
I know men have got £10 for one wound and I have 12. I want my rights.
My dear young friend, you have no rights. I thought I made that clear. Have you no property? A little annuity, perhaps? A sock full of guineas? A few pounds for expenses? Nothing. Dear me, I'm sorry for you. But the purse ain't bottomless.
Sir, look what I found, sir. In the same boat as us.
Sergeant, good to see you.
Godbolt. I'm not a sergeant, no. Without my ship, I'm nothing. A hollow man. And you?
I can't get work. There's too much talk about me.
The world's against a fighting man once the war's done. Well, 3's better than 1. That's what they say.
Do they?
Why don't we stick together?
A ramshackle crew. A woman, a waxwork, and a hollow man.
If I don't eat something soon, the hangman will get my coat.
Looks like we'll have to sing for our supper.
We could do, Sergeant Godbolt, sir. You could. He could.
Eh?
Sing. He could sing in public.
No.
There'd be money in it. He's good.
But I don't know.
A voice of silver and a heart of gold.
A parrot would squawk better.
Who'd come?
All of them. Everyone. He's known. Stopped in the street. The woman warrior. The tantalizing tar. Oh, they'd come.
Right. This is how it goes. You've got a reputation in the tar. We'll use it. You'll sing the songs of war. You'll sing them as Jem Gray. You'll wear full regimentals.
Music.
We must have music.
Oh, I can play, sir. Anything you can whistle, I can play.
You sing, he plays, I drill.
Drill?
And we do it proper, on a stage, or not at all. You understand? Right. There you are, Cuddle. Buy a trumpet and a drum. Come on, go on, Cuddle.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Must he tag on?
Billy's my friend.
The man's a carbuncle.
Leave him be. We're equal now.
If anything comes of this, I'm in command.
On stage?
Expect no comradeship from me. I know nothing of it.
You don't get a fig from a bramble.
That's understood then.
Ladies and gentlemen, wonder of wonders, a woman and an English woman to boot, they knew how to keep a secret, Hannah Snell.
In the midst of blood and slaughter, bravely fighting for my king, facing death from every quarter, fame and glory there to bring. Joy alone 'tis more than common, and the world proclaims it so. Never yet did any woman more for love and glory do.
A true and well-proportioned woman, as you will see here tonight. She has the real soul of a man in her breast. Hannah Snell. Dressed in her regimentals from top to toe, will go through a dramatic rendering of the whole catechism of her military exercises. Ladies and gentlemen, Hannah Snell, the disciplined marine. To prime and load 15 motions. Join your right hand to your firelock. Recover your firelock. Open your pan. Handle your cartridge. Open your cartridge. Prime. Shut the pan. Load with cartridge. Draw your rammer. Ram down your cartridge. Return your rammer. Shoulder. Steady. Present. Fire!
little female gladiator.
He's on in 5 minutes, sir.
Damn, you look grand.
I do, don't I?
The king's out there tonight.
The king?
My dear, the town is dazzled by you.
The town hopes I'm a freak. A man with breasts or a girl with bollocks, that's what the town's come for.
God, I adore you and your course.
How was Prussia?
Very corrupt. Money, always money, nothing but money. That's your Prussian for you.
I got my pension while you were away. A shilling a day for life.
We're living snug as weevils in a barrel.
Thanks to you, Cumberland. You spoke for me.
The king knows your worth. That proud head. Those sweet thighs, plump as chickens, hurling your songs at him like rocks. In the common mind, you've come to stand for something grand. The spirit of the empire. You're made for life, you gorgeous creature.
Oi, noble British spirit, that mid danger's glory sought, let it lessen not your merit that a woman bravely fought. Cupid slyly first enrolled me, Pallas next her force did bring. Prayers my heart to venture boldly for my love and for my king. In the midst of blood and slaughter, bravely fighting for my king, facing death from every quarter, his blood on the wind, the great sea of wind, hear it, we'll drown in it.
Bear up, sir, please, sir.
Billy, it's back again.
Please, sir, you must hold on.
Sure, your own tis more than common, and the world proclaims it so. Never yet did any woman more for love and glory do. Oh, it's a glorious life, all right, fighting bravely for your king, a man's life. Men's heads burst open, men in flames, men crying out to a cold sky, men flapping round the battlefield like crows at dusk. All the lost lads, the regiment of rattle bones. God wrought all swords and fire, God wrought glory, God wrought the flag!
The military step of the Roman.
Come and lose your eyes and limbs for 12 fine pence a day.
Sure, think of the king.
The king! God save the king! Oh, never be a silly to fight for kings and queens. For none of them is half as good as half a pound of cream. Remember what I say, lads. It is a serious thing. The Almighty made the human race, but never made a king. Glory! It doesn't amount to a horse's bar.
Couldn't help them, the dead. They made me speak. Crowding, pressing, smoke streaming from their bones. Christ, I didn't want it. Staring in the dark beyond the rim of the world. Terror, tumult, desolation. My sword dropped from my hand. I knew I couldn't kill again to save the world. Leave me alone, I cried. What do you want of me?
Is her mind cleared enough to talk to me?
She'll do.
She looks white.
It takes a while now for the sights to leave her.
This has happened before. Here, in this theatre. Before everyone.
Not as bad as this.
How often?
Oh, 3 times.
4.
Damn. What has she said?
Senseless. Danger from the sky, dead seas, rain that eats forests.
Babble. And the wind. Always the wind.
Never the king, though. Nor the regiment.
Treason, treason, damn it.
Anyone has think Jim Grey a traitor has got a magazine.
Is she lunatic?
Bollocks, no, I'm not.
It might be better for you if you were. Damn it, it won't do to see you take your sword and rip the splendid fabric of the empire.
When it comes, I can't do nothing.
The king's a great anti-Francais. We may at any moment see a rekindling of the wars. You raise questions that may not be raised. Your pension's sunk for good. And try this one more time. You'll find yourself in bedlam.
I merely pass on what I'm asked to pass on. It won't do, you see.
That's the end of that.
You've done it now, sir. Good and proper.
Trust a bloody woman.
We was doing so grand, too. Warm, full bellies. Bedlam. Lord.
I felt shame tonight. I hate to feel ashamed.
Oh, piss off, then. Get yourself another curiosity. A mermaid or a dog that plays spoons.
I'll take my chance with you.
Seems I'm a rotten bargain.
Without you, I'm nothing.
What'll we do?
Hanged if I know.
Hanged if I do either.
It's clear enough to me. We come at it from another tack. Steer clear of swords and flags and drums and guns. We use a notoriety smell, harness it, but we sail to another shore. We change our tricks with the wind. Can you tell me?
A farthing.
Right, can you tell me?
Halfpence.
Tell us, please.
A crown.
What have I here?
A pen. No, a watch.
Again, what have I here?
A watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 6 months of phenomenal success in the strange and mystic art of mind reading, tonight, for you and you alone, the celebrated Hannah Snell. She will remain there, within that circle, blindfold, precisely halfway between heaven and hell. This gentleman holds an object. I ask you now to tell me what it is.
It is a letter. Gobbled. I can't go on. I think I'm ill again.
What?
It's come back.
Fade it.
Christ, Gobbled, do you think I want it? I'm frightened it'll all spew out of me.
I'll tell them then if that's what you want. Anything you say, let them go back home.
No, I'll be all right.
Sure?
Aye.
I'll be there, understand. Face your fear. Fight on it. Ready?
Thanks. I'm ready.
This?
A handkerchief.
And this?
A lady's glove.
And the smell, with all the other gifts showered upon her by the doting gods, is also double-sided. Thank you, sir. Now tell me, please, what I hold in my hand.
A crown.
And the date? Has the edge of the veil lifted?
It has.
Tell us the date.
1763.
Do you, sir, and I know one another?
No.
Thank you. Call out your date, please, sir.
1763.
A gift. A gift not given to ordinary mortals. What have I here?
A watch.
May we learn the time our friend has on his timepiece? May we learn the time our friend has on his timepiece?
The time is... The time is 10:27.
Is that correct, sir?
Yes. No, it's not correct. The time is 4:00 to midnight. Hear it ticking. Ticking towards the end. 4 minutes left for us to say goodbye before the lights of home go out for good. Before the clock of time stops.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hannah Snell, who has...
Numbers.
Bamboozled
great and small, traveling across the void. The void. 10 times brighter than the sun. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, Five, four, three, two, one. One's fired. It cannot be recalled.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask for your indulgence.
Where are the dates? There are no dates. No history. The end of history fixed within the circle. The formula of the lethal area. The number of the living within the circle will equal the dead without. Help me! Help me!
Gentlemen, case number 28. A maniacal female, Hannah Snell, victim of hallucination, an idea which grows and swells and overwhelms the brain. Hannah believes the world lost beyond redemption. As hints through her famous and peculiar history, she is of a somewhat military state of mind, we may awaken her by Scully's beating time. Mr. Scully?
Yes, sir.
To prime and load, 15 motions. On your right hand to your firing.
Note the sense of hearing and the sense of sight retain a daily ritual use long after that ritual has no further meaning. Hence the memory of tunes.
Survival. 10 motions. Touch nothing. Cover your hands and feet in sacking. Cover your eyes in black, your skin in black. Make a total covering for your body. Tie it tightly round. Never remove it. Wear a mask under your hood. Never remove it. Do not sit. Do not lie down. Do not eat. Do not drink. Never stop trying to protect yourself.
Always her mind returns to her delusions as the needle to the pole. Hannah, you must let us help you. Why do you think you're here?
Because I say things no one wants to hear.
Why do they not want to hear?
The things are terrible.
Why say them then?
Because I must. The bones. They come into my mind. They say, tell about me.
What do they say?
They whisper. A hill of skulls. We tried hard not to look into the sky. A hill of ribs. Once fired, it cannot be recalled. A small breastbone. Remember me. A pile of paper flakes. These were my hands.
Common symptoms, fancied whisperings and distant voices. And the shadows, the white shadows you've told us of, do these shadows make you speak out against your country?
Only against war.
War is a sad and necessary evil. It prevents a greater evil, cleans the world of wickedness.
Does it? Ask history. The king needs the seas. The king's a wolf. The king stands on the edge of the woods and howls for meat.
Hannah, that is enough.
The earth will be destroyed.
The end of the world is a frequent fantasy among maniacs. Hannah, you stand at the crossroads. You may give up these bloodthirsty delusions or be locked in bedlam and for life. This is your last chance. Be careful how you answer. Do bones whisper?
No. No.
What colour is a shadow?
Black.
Are there white shadows?
No.
What is the strongest weapon that we have?
The 24-pounder.
Can one single ball kill a man?
Yes.
20 men?
Yes.
Can one destroy a city?
No.
Our strongest weapon, the achievement of our finest military and scientific minds, and it will not destroy a city?
No.
You've spoken to me of a weapon that will blast 500 cities to the sky.
Yes.
A weapon that will lay the bedrock bare.
Yes.
Can the human brain invent anything more fantastical?
No.
As fantastical as shadows that are white?
No.
As bones that speak?
No.
Good. Now tell the world, we all wish to hear, I was asleep or dreaming or in madness. I did not truly see and never have.
I did not...
Come, do not disappoint me, please.
I did not see anything.
And never have. Speak up.
And never have.
All's well with God's world.
All's well with God's world.
Splendid.
We are on the way to a cure now that the delusion has been denied. I will return tomorrow and ask you the same questions, and so, together, gently, we shall advance to your perfect recovery. Good, Hannah. I am well pleased.
No, Doctor, no.
What?
I'm not asleep. I'm not mad, and it's not a dream. Lock me up. Keep me in the dark. But what I saw, I saw.
How sad, Hannah. You've come to this. A nuisance to yourself and to the neighborhood. Chain her, Mr. Scully.
Yes, sir.
Leave her till dawn. Then, if there's no change, remove her.
Look. Her eyes is full of tears.
First light of the sun, they'll have me in bedlam. And I'll never see that light again. Nothing to do but stare at the dark stone. They say they eat their own flesh. God, if I'm not mad now, I soon will be. It can't be time. The moon's still up. Oh, God, our Lord. It's them. I'll kill them before they take me. By God, I will.
Well, woman.
Oh, God, for pity.
Oh. Oh, sir. Your altar. You knocked her out of it.
I never thought to see you.
You were wrong.
Oh, God, but I'm so glad. But you don't know how good it is. You must go, though, if they find you.
Shh, keep your voice down. Listen to her. I've been with Cumberland. Spoke with him. He doesn't like to think of you in here any more than us. He's got you out. There's a boat. It's yours, but this is it. You must swear an oath, he said, never to speak against the wars again, nor any other treason.
He knows I can't.
Is that or bedlam? Or you live abroad?
Leave England?
Never to beat on English shores, he said, for longer than a day.
That's cruel.
That's how it is. You have to make your choice.
England's my home.
Cuddle, keep on. Go on, girl. Tell them what they want. You've done with it.
No. I shall sail and speak my mind.
It's a hard thing to stand alone.
It's too late.
You're yelling into empty air.
I must. One day there'll be nothing. Not even memory, not even moments.
Eh?
Moments, what our lives are. A chain of moments. When you smell the morning, when you hear the drum, when a baby's hand closes on your finger, when the breeze blows the blossom, when the old man stoops to let the child hear his watch tick, when the woman remembers the dance, when our children turn at the corner and look back, if we lose these, if we let them go, understand?
Not a bloody what. You'll sail then.
I will. Come with me.
Eh?
Hear the ice crack.
And the water run.
Will you?
You draw me like the tide.
Then come.
Too late for me. My heart's gone, girl. My soul. Don't know where I lost it. Never saw it go.
Maybe the wars have took it.
Maybe they have. Maybe I've stood too long in blood. King and country, they mean all to me.
Leave them behind like they've left you.
I believe no honour and no profit and no safety can come to those who fight against God and King.
You go your way then. I'll go mine.
The water's whipping, sir. We should be off.
You're sure, Billy? You've only to say.
No chance of me not being by your side, sir.
God solely knows I'm a goddamn woman. Call me Hannah.
Lord. Oh, Lord, sir. Ma'am. I'll try.
When you've done. There's not enough sail on her.
She'll do.
Know it all, do you?
Enough.
What can you see on the horizon?
The flash of the sea.
And then?
A star. A faint star.
And further? On the rim.
Night.
Hold to the star, Hannah.
I will, Gobbled.
There's a good wind. Maybe it'll carry my words, blow them round the world. Goodbye, my dear old land. Lock up your mouth, they said, and you can stay. Sooner ride a tiger with boils on me arse. I can't lock my mouth. This world must keep on turning. So it'll rain and it'll shine. The cows come to water and the pears fall in summer. On and on and on.
Up home! Let everything fly!